And now, Backstage Wife, the story of Mary Noble and what it means to be the wife of a famous star. Only a few hours before the trial of Larry Noble for the murder of Oliver Wilson is to begin, Mary is entering the office of Police Inspector Ferguson of the New York Homicide Division. She's just been to the jail to see her husband and found him bitter against her, since he believes she's been carrying on a flagrant romance with wealthy Rupert Barlow, financial backer of Larry's most recent play. But Mary is working on a final hope in her efforts to save Larry from being convicted of murdering the young ne'er-do-well Oliver Wilson backstage at the Hamilton Theater. And right now, as she stands facing the inspector, we hear...
I'm a few minutes early, Inspector Ferguson, but I couldn't stand the suspense of waiting any longer. Is there any word from the crime laboratory?
I haven't had a chance to check yet, Mrs. Noble. I told you an hour at the least. Have a seat and I'll call for a report. Don't expect it to do much good. Your suspicions concerning that pair of gloves seem pretty thin.
But it's the same pair of gloves Claudia Vincent wore the night Oliver Wilson was murdered. I'm sure it's the same pair. I found them stuffed into a side pocket of her suitcase.
I know. Now, just try to be patient a minute, Mrs. Noble. As I told you, it may not be entirely pleasant for you if Miss Vincent decides to prosecute. There's evidence that you entered the apartment where she is staying without her consent and rummaged through her personal possessions.
I had to see if I could find those gloves. I'm trying to save my husband's life, Inspector Ferguson. I'd risk anything if I could help it.
Well, the motive may be commendable, Mrs. Noble, but the method is questionable. And you may be sure that the police of this city investigated every possible angle of the murder before they preferred charges against your husband. If there were the slightest chance of being wrong, he would have been released before this.
Won't you at least find out about those gloves? Won't you make sure that they can't be used as evidence?
One moment, I'll call at once. Come into crime lab. Hunter.
Even if they haven't finished the test, will you see if there's anything to go on?
Hello, Ferguson speaking. Right. About that pair of long white kid gloves I sent up for a quick check. Find anything yet?
What is he saying?
What's that? Say that again. I don't believe it. Yes? Go on. Check. Okay. Keep going and file your report.
What did he say? Tell me, Inspector Ferguson. Can't you see I'm going crazy waiting to find out?
Mrs. Noble, I wouldn't have believed it in 100 years, but you hit the jackpot.
You mean...
The palms of both gloves bore distinct traces of hemp, which matched fragments of the rope used to string Oliver Wilson up in the wings at the theater that night.
Then she did murder Oliver Wilson. She murdered him when she learned after marrying him that he was nothing but a fortune hunter. She's been letting Larry take the blame all these weeks. She's let him stay in that horrible jail and even pretend that she wanted to help by testifying for him. She's the most loathsome, terrible woman I ever knew, Inspector Ferguson. What are you going to do about her?
Leave that to me, Mrs. Noble. I'm going to get a warrant to pick up Claudia Vincent, and in 5 minutes flat, I'll be on my way personally to carry it out. If you want to go along, you may.
Yes. I want to be sure she doesn't talk herself out of this. I want to be sure she's brought to justice so that my husband can be vindicated.
You needn't worry about that, Mrs. Noble. I'm not going to let any more blunders get by my desk. Get out a warrant to pick up one Claudia Vincent. Charge is murder. First degree. And bring it to my desk. Hurry.
And as Mary Noble waits tensely for the police car to start on its way, we turn to Larry Noble in the visiting room of the New York City jail nearby. He's entirely unaware of the dramatic events in progress as he talks moodily to Maud Marlowe, a close family friend.
I don't know what to think right now, Maud. A few days ago, I thought I had a chance of acquittal. A good chance. Particularly when Claudia Vincent appeared and offered to testify for me. But now...
Larry, you've got to fight your way through that trial, and if you lose your courage, it'll be that much worse.
The thing that's got me down is the way Mary's been behaving. I wouldn't have believed she could make things so tough for me, Maud. Even if she has fallen for Rupert Barlow. I told her she can have a divorce as soon as the trial is over. If I'm acquitted, she can have anything I've got. I only want to wind up this wretched marriage of ours.
Don't say that, Larry. You have a distorted picture of the circumstances.
Have I, Maud? I don't think so. I heard Mary, right in this room, the day she found Claudia Vincent here. She put on the most outrageous scene. It's a wonder Claudia didn't refuse to have anything to do with the case at all.
I wouldn't put too much faith in Claudia Vincent's promises, Larry. That woman isn't to be trusted.
What are you talking about, Maud? Hasn't she risked personal danger and heaven knows what just to be on hand at the trial? And for that, Mary comes here and makes an unholy scene. Shouts insults at the top of her voice. Accuses Claudia of murdering Oliver Wilson. What kind of help is that? Driving my best witness away.
She hasn't driven her away yet, has she, Larry?
I hope not, Maud. My lawyer, Hubert Savage, says it's most important to put up a solid front. So I've had to ask Mary to stand by. But she'll wreck my case if she shows her antagonism for Claudia. In heaven's name, Maud, convince her of that, will you? I know you're terribly busy with your new play, but try to make her keep quiet. She may listen to you.
I'll do what I can, Larry. And I'm sure that Mary only wants to help you. You're wrong when you think she stopped loving you. She hasn't. And this rift between you two is breaking her heart.
Oh, please, Maud. I know you mean well, but it won't work. Mary can have her Rupert Barlow and welcome to him. After I finish with him. If I ever get out of here.
What if Claudia Vincent runs away, Inspector Ferguson?
We'll pick her up, Mrs. Noble, never fear. Chances are she hasn't had time to make a getaway. That takes money, and she must be running low on funds.
Harry's friend, Lester Jordan, has been giving her money for some weeks. He's the one who got her to move into his apartment so that she'd be safe. He did it because he believes she can help him.
Sure, she wanted to be a big help. Well, this is the end of her little act. All right, O'Connor, come up with me. And Mrs. Noble, let me go first just in case of trouble. Keep a man at each doorway, O'Connor, front and back. All right, let's go inside. All right, boy. Up to Mr. Jordan's apartment. No stops.
Yes, sir. Right away, sir.
The apartment is on the fifth floor, Inspector Ferguson.
Anybody in?
Yes, sir. Mr. Jordan just came in a few moments ago.
Now, what about the Vincent woman?
I haven't seen her since I came on duty, sir.
When was that?
4 o'clock, sir. Something wrong.
Keep the elevator right here. Door's open. You understand?
Well, yes, sir, but what if someone should ring?
Let them ring. Keep the elevator here. We'll be going out in a minute. All right, stand back, Mrs. Noble, just in case. O'Connor, back me up. I don't expect we'll have any trouble, but you never know. Easy now, let me do the talking. Mr. Jordan?
Well, yes, what? Hello, Mary, I didn't see you right away.
This is the police, Mr. Jordan. Is Claudia Vincent here?
Well, yes, she's right inside. Is something wrong?
Turn your letter.
Who is it, Lester? Your coffee's getting ice cold.
Now, look here, officer. Miss Vincent is our witness in Larry Noble's trial. I don't know what you want here, but you can't...
Sorry, Mr. Jordan, this is official. Be good enough to let me pass.
But I protest, you can't just come barging in here like a...
What is all this? Why, who are you? What are you doing here?
You don't recognize me, Miss Vincent? Inspector Ferguson? We had several talks at the beginning of the Larry Noble case.
Yes, of course I remember. But I don't see why you should come here now. And you, what do you think you're doing here, Mary Noble?
I'll do the talking, Miss Vincent. I want you to come along with me. Nice and quiet.
Why should I? There's no reason that I should leave this apartment. You can't force me to go.
I'd rather not use force, Miss Vincent. But if I have to, I will. I have a warrant for your arrest.
But that's ridiculous, Inspector. What's the charge?
The charge is murder, Mr. Jordan.
Murder?
First degree.
It's a lie. You can't frame me. I don't care what filthy lies Mary Noble has been telling. She can't prove it. It's all a lie. Just because she's jealous. Just because she can't bear the idea that I was locked in my dressing room backstage with her husband while the murder was being committed. She's determined to get even. But she can't prove a thing.
They found your gloves, Claudia. Your long white kid gloves. They were scarred from the rope you used to put around Oliver Wilson. And pull him up into the wind.
Claudia Vincent turned the ghastly white. She stared with hatred at Mary. And everyone in the room is waiting for her next words. We'll be sure to be listening tomorrow to Backstage Wife, the story of Mary Noble and her husband Larry Noble, famous Broadway star.